Today's reflection time focuses on the work of some of our JRUUC ministry teams. We'll hear a little bit about their work and some of the rewards that our speakers find in their service. Our first ministry team speaker this morning is Rachel Avery, who is also our Zoom host today. Rachel is the worship team chair at JRUUC.
I've been a member of JRUUC for over 15 years. I use she, her pronouns. It's so good to see you all. We are going to be talking about all kinds of ministry today, but we're going to start with what everyone might think of first, the service on Sunday morning where you are right now. The worship team plans the services for the year, ensures we have speakers when Reverend Karen will not be present, and brings together the volunteers and materials we need for a meaningful worship experience. I enjoy planning worship because it is truly collaborative. Each month we explore a theme, usually selected from Soul Matters. Soul Matters is itself a collaboration of many UUs who put together the list of monthly themes and resources for congregations to use in worship and even religious education. For September, our theme has been belonging, and I love knowing that we are connected in this way to other UU congregations who are also talking about what belonging means to them. So much goes into planning a worship service. You need creativity, volunteers, hymns and special music that fit the theme, visual elements, the right reading that brings us closer to the ideas that will be explored further in the reflection, and space for the unexpected joy or sorrow or other news. Because for me, that's often the parts of worship I remember the most, when the service is shaped by those who participate in the moment. That includes all of you sitting in chairs in Reeb or at home. Each week you may notice that we have a gratitude slide that lists all the people who contributed to the service. The service is led by Reverend Karen or a lay leader or guest speaker, and that person gives the reflection and may also select hymns and readings. The worship associate is the glue, welcoming everyone on Sunday morning, reading the weekly wisdom, and providing transitions throughout the service. We also have audiovisual support volunteers in the sanctuary like Mike today, and online, a Zoom host like me, and a virtual greeter who today is Craig. These roles are great if you do not want a speaking part and are open to learning some technology. And we provide training for all of these roles. Together, we try to craft a service that will connect with our congregation members and visitors, involve both in-person and online participants. Next month's theme is courage. And what a wonderful invitation to consider how you might add your voice or energy to worship or some other ministry team. Our worship services are made richer by participation from more of our members. Is your voice the one we've been missing? Thank you.
Our next speaker is Jeanette Claussen, who will also be coming to us via Zoom. She will talk about the work of the 8th Principal Team.
Hi, my pronouns are she, her, and I've been a member for more than 6 months. The 8th Principal of Unitarian Universalism says, "We, the member congregations of the Unitarian Universalist Association, covenant to affirm and promote journeying towards spiritual wholeness by working to build a diverse, multicultural, beloved community by our actions that accountably dismantle racism and other oppressions in ourselves and our institutions. The team is responsible for providing educational and spiritual opportunities related to the 8th Principle Project and the underlying reasons for it, publicizing and recruiting people to engage with those opportunities provided, facilitating discussions of internal and external anti-racism work, discerning when the congregation is ready to adopt the 8th principle and requesting a congregational vote at that time, and leading the congregation in determining the next steps in our anti-racism, anti-oppression work once the 8th principle has been adopted. Actively dismantling white supremacy is the cornerstone of the proposed 8th principle. We currently have 9 people from Jabes Reeb participating in the Justified Anger, Black History for a New Day class. You may have gotten a call from one of us inviting you to participate. There will be future opportunities to participate in this class as well. Links for more information about the 8th principle and the Black History for a New Day class will be in the chat. I'm passionate about dismantling white supremacy because I'm the mother of two Black men. Mike and I adopted two brothers when they were 4 and 6. Through parenting them and reaching out to people of color for assistance in raising them, we were exposed to and educated about a lot of white supremacy. I've been actively looking for any opportunity to learn how to be a better mother of Black boys and now men, and a better ancestor since they came into our lives, and to help teach others to make the world a better place for all of us. We'll let you know of upcoming educational opportunities as they arise, and we plan to do a service that will explore this principle further. Team members include me, Reverend Karen, Ava Wingren, Eric Gunn, Jan Gordon, Randy Coloni, and Lila Pine. And as asked in the beautiful poem previously in the service, are you ready to invoke love?
Thank you. Remember that song that we learned a few minutes ago? I invite you now to sing the song again in honor of what we've just heard.
I honor you, I empower you to be who I honor you, I empower you to be who you are.
All right, you may have heard me mention Randy Coloni earlier. Originally, at this point in the service, Randy was going to give a talk about his experiences doing music ministry and sharing what it's like to be part of that here at REAP. However, Randy is quite ill. In fact, he is so ill he isn't able to speak even via Zoom today. So Heike has graciously agreed to read the reflection that Randy provided. Just pretend this is Randy.
I think my voice is just gonna be my voice though, but pretend. I participate in JRUUC work because I believe this community creates positive ripples of justice and acceptance that contribute to making the world a kinder, more equitable place. And I want to help keep those vibrations going. Also, I do it because it's fun. I get to interact with interesting, kind-hearted people I respect and support causes that I feel good about. Back in 1993, 1994, as a charter member of our congregation, I remember folks' energy and commitment as we set up our weekly services in a rented child care facility. We first had to deconstruct a wooden play structure, haul it to a basement, haul all of our chairs upstairs, hold service, and then reverse the process. That's the kind of energy and dedication that is created and maintains this wonderful home of ours. Indeed, you would be amazed at how much time and effort a small core group of members continually contribute over the long haul. I'm humbled to even speak of my small part, and I know that I am a lightweight in terms of my involvement. Yet this community openly accepts where I am right now and the limits of what I can do. I am a member of the 8th Principal Ministry Team. I help with the audiovisual, act as a virtual greeter, and am fairly new in choir. In these activities, I've been met with warm welcome and support, reassurance that my mistakes and limitations are accepted, and felt I am appreciated for whatever role I can play. Even though never in a choir before, people have been totally helpful and tolerant and have allowed me to discover a great joy. When we sang recently, I was amazed to find myself immersed in and surrounded by these glorious harmonies. I was just full of adrenaline. So many choir members all working together to deliver beautiful music that felt uplifting and was such a joy for me to be part of. I feel blessed to have been welcomed, encouraged, and guided to experience this. I never imagined myself in a choir, but it all just flowed to here because of how we act in community. It is this sense of acceptance, welcome, and thus opportunity that I most value and want to support.
Thank you, Heike, and thank you so much, Randy. Our next speaker is Peggy Hack, who will talk about the membership team.
Hi, I'm Peggy, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers. It's fun to come after Randy, because I was thinking that I started coming to James Reeb also before we occupied this building. On my very first Sunday, I was greeted by people who seemed to want to know me. And before I knew it, I was carting chairs back down to the basement after service every Sunday. We were meeting in a nursery school, as James said. I was contributing, and I felt almost instantly that I was in my church home. The work of welcoming and helping everyone who walks through our doors to feel that they belong here is the job of each one of us. We are a giant membership committee, you sitting here and you all at home. The membership committee simply facilitates this work. One thing we do is to send a personal greeting via a card or an email to anyone who fills out one of our blue cards. And I remember a time when someone told me that receiving a card from me that said I hoped I'd see her again drew her back, and indeed she joined soon thereafter. Being a friendly face and a friendly voice is the essential task. Other tasks include making sure we have designated greeters every Sunday, making coffee, orienting people to our community through our exploring membership classes twice a year, assisting with joining Sundays, which also happen twice a year, planning a few social events throughout the year to strengthen our community ties, like picnics in the park behind us, or our upcoming camping trip, or games nights, connecting people to opportunities to help them get involved. These are some of the things that we do. Does that sound like fun or a way that you could contribute? We need more Sunday greeters, and we need some new energy on our committee. So if you're interested in any of these tasks, please talk to me or Mary Wagner or Jan Gordon or Kelly Kearns. We invite everyone to help us provide radical hospitality here at James Reeb. So thank you.
Thank you, Peggy.
All right, everybody with us.
Here we go.
I honor you, I empower you to be who you are. I honor you, I empower you to be who you are.
Our next speaker is Carol Neiman, who leads the work of the Caring Tree along with Jeanette.
Good morning. I am Carol Neiman. You may address me with any pronouns or none at all. I am co-coordinator of your JRUC Caring Tree along with Jeanette Clausen. And Jeanette, if you want to turn on your video for a moment and give a wave right now, that would be awesome. Jeanette was speaking earlier about her work with the 8th principal team, but now I want to take a moment to formally introduce you to Jeanette as the newest co-coordinator of the JRUUC Caring Tree, the mutual aid network that aspires to touch each and every one of you. So please say hello to us via the website. Simply click on connection at the top of the page and then Caring Tree, and then at the bottom of the page, use the form to write to us. Jeanette and I are currently the two who connect you, the congregation, with one another in good times and in bad. So thanks, Jeanette, if you turn on your video. Our charge declares that Caring Tree will include 100% of you, members and friends, to have a place in the JRUC Caring Tree. We don't have time at this moment, But later, when you all turn on your cameras and we ask you all to take a moment to gaze into each other's eyes for that human connection, I ask you to reflect on what role you have in this community and what you can give and take. So give and take. That's a really important point. So I ask you to reflect on what role you have in this community and what you can give and take in order to embody the life of the congregation. That's what Caring Tree is about. Personally, I am a Unitarian Universalist because I know I will always feel fulfilled by a rich faith life. Being a member of a congregation gives space to rejoice in one's faith by doing and participating in the web that connects each of us. My service as co-coordinator of Caring Tree is one of several ways for me to express my personal spirituality, my role as Unitarian, my faith in humanity, and my need to be in community with others. Unitarians come to service on Sunday because life is a journey, and we are not on this journey alone. We show up to participate. As Unitarians, we know the inherent worth and dignity of every person. We need each other. We need our clan. We need to be a part of it, to share our gifts, to take time to connect, to care for others, and to be cared for. We ourselves need to feel that feeling of being a part of a community. Additionally, as Unitarians, we step it up a notch. The second Unitarian Universalist principle calls for justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. This refers to how we affect the humans that are not ourselves. With this principle in mind, the congregation can create a network of mutual aid, acknowledging that justice comes in the form of the human experience. We are aware that we all have ups and downs, and that this might be my turn to give, if I'm lucky. It is an expression of faith to receive or to give, especially when the connection is amongst an intentional and loving community. I invite you to express your faith as you find your role in our mutual aid network that is the JRUUC Caring Tree. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Our final speaker today is Kelly Kearns, representing the Justice Leadership Team.
Good morning, my name is Kelly and I use she, her pronouns, and I've been at REAB for about 25 years. The Justice Leadership Team coordinates the justice work here in the congregation and along out in our partnerships with other congregations and other community members. And we bring events and activities to the folks here to let them get involved. We also support the focus groups that actually are in charge of specific activities. I was asked to talk about my own work in justice. So I've been an environmentalist pretty much since I first heard that term, but I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to social justice issues until I got involved with JRUUC. Here, my eyes were open to a more wide array of the various violations of justice in our world around us. So through Share the Plate and other various events that I hear about through Justice Leadership Team, I found it fairly easy to actually participate in a meaningful way on the many issues that I care about, but maybe aren't my highest priority. So some of the actions that we take here have been fun and have allowed me to experience part of a community that the larger community that otherwise I wouldn't necessarily associate with. So here's a few examples. As a cisgender heterosexual, marching with the Unitarians in the Gay Pride Parade, that's allowed me to show my solidarity with this community. Before COVID, we were teaming up with Prairie Unitarian to provide monthly breakfasts at the men's shelter. I really appreciated the opportunity to interact with these folks who were experiencing real extreme hardships in their lives, but were kind enough to express their gratitude for the meals that we provided. One of the first justice events that I participated in long ago was collecting of food at the farmers markets from the vendors there for the Community Action Coalition. That food is then passed on to local food pantries. And helping with this collection renewed my faith in the generosity of humans as the farmers would pile on their produce onto us, that things that they had spent a lot of work trying to grow. So I'm currently taking part in the Black History for a New Day class. These powerful lectures and discussions allow us to share with other Reavers and members of FUS, because we're doing it with them as well, what our thoughts are and share our ignorance about our own history, about our country's history, our country and what it's gone through. Justice work at REAB is varied and has a niche for everyone, regardless of your skill set or your interests. If you're good at note-taking or with Google Docs, especially we really need somebody who knows Google Docs, or social media, you can help with JLT meetings. If you don't mind talking on the phone, you like to walk, or you can write postcards, you can help with get out the vote efforts. If you visit the farmers market, you can sign up for the last collection with Jossie. She'll be able to connect you with that. There are many ways you can get involved in justice efforts at James Reeb. So please click on the view entire message at the end of your newsletter that you get from the office each week, and because otherwise you probably won't see all those justice activities. And so please look at those justice events and come to some of them. I really hope to see you at some of these events in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly, and to all of our ministry team speakers today.
I honor you, I empower you to be who you are. I honor you, I empower you to be who you are.
We acknowledge and celebrate the work of all of our JRUUC ministry teams and their members, in addition to those we've heard about today. If you're interested in becoming part of these or other ministry teams at JRUUC, one of the ways you can do that is by filling out a new time and talent form on our website, and someone will contact you. We're putting the link for that in the chat now for those of you who are participating online. Or reach out to any of the people who have spoken today or to Reverend Karen about getting involved. There's also more information about connecting in community on our website, JRUUC.org. Just click on Connection on the top menu bar.